The regulation of auto emissions is not the only uniquely Californian political question this spring. Commentator Dan Bernstein says an election in one town had cosmic implications.
Feng Shui is the ancient Chinese art of placing things, buildings, doorways, plants, beds, even bathrooms, to ensure harmonious energy. Recently, voters in the tiny Marin County town of Sausalito overwhelmingly said no to a police and fire station. Opponents of the building had brought in an expert who warned the structure would block the mouth of the Qi and unleash the arrows of the Sha. Naturally, Measure B lost in a landslide. The man who led the opposition insisted the election results had nothing to do with bad feng shui. He said the building was just too big, too expensive, and would have blocked a street. But there's an old political axiom. If someone says it's not about feng shui, it's about feng shui. Yet who can blame the people of Marin County for soft-pedaling the feng shui factor when they're still living down the John Walker Lynn factor? The man known as the American Taliban used to be their neighbor. They're also still smarting from the George Bush factor. The ex-president called Lynn a misguided Marin County hot tubber. Mr. Bush later apologized, but the damage was done. So it's perfectly understandable that Marin County residents might resist being labeled misguided feng shui hot tubbers. Still, I think they're handling the election results all wrong. Just look what has happened to this country, with California leading the way as usual. Without good feng shui, subdivisions carpet hillsides and valleys, cars, trucks, and SUVs smother freeways, smog blankets the skies and lines the lungs, and it doesn't stop there. A giant ice shelf just snapped off of Antarctica. An asteroid almost nailed planet Earth. And Democrats and Republicans arrange themselves in Congress without the slightest regard for harmonious energy. That's why we are in California are looking for signs that the feng shui factor can take hold strongly enough to rearrange and re-energize America. If Tom Daschle and Tom DeLay wind up stewing in the same hot tub, it would be awfully hard to deny that feng shui has legs.
Comments of Dan Bernstein, a columnist for the Press Enterprise newspaper in Riverside, California.